You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not a ministry to compete, you are a ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this very well. God bless. His blessing. Now lift your voice loud and clear and bless Him. Come on, say mighty things, beautiful things to Him. Yeshua, Al-Mashiach, Lion of Judah, Agunekemba. Lion of Judah, Adonijah, Yeshua. Louder, louder, Hamashiach. Lion of Judah, Adonijah.
The last one, the presence I've been waiting for came in. Yes, yes. Now I want you to please learn something. It doesn't matter how much, how urgent a meeting seems, I will never minister without that presence. And that's what I want to teach you tonight, cultivating the presence. Amen. Do you love God's presence? When you learn to cultivate that presence, you can be sure to get the same result every time. You can bank on it. Do you get what I'm saying? That sweet presence, there's no replacement for it. Please sit down. Thank you, Lord. You guys look tired. Sit down. A few minutes, but sit close. Let's get a chair around. I was listening to a testimony. A woman made this testimony in the year 1992 of an event that happened. She was one of the ladies that worked with Catherine Kuhlman. Of an event that happened during one of Kuhlman's meetings. And before I go into that, I need to quickly tell you that the strategic thing about a meeting like this is actually the atmosphere. Do you get what I'm saying? In the sense that there are things you begin to hear in a meeting like this. Why? There's convergence. The greatest form of the anointing is corporate anointing. That's why something happens when we come together as one to pray. There's an energy that is generated that cannot be generated individually. That's why the major thing the enemy attacks is the unity of the church. Why? Something happens when we come together. Do you get what I'm saying now? So meetings like this take advantage of that atmosphere in the sense that there are things you will begin to hear. There are instructions that will begin to stare at you right at your face. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes. So that whether you are connected online or you are here, take advantage of the atmosphere. Do you get what I'm saying now? Yes. So this woman was sharing an experience that happened in one of Catherine Kuhlman's meetings. And Catherine Kuhlman herself referred to that particular meeting as the greatest meeting of her life. Somewhere, I don't know, I think tomorrow I'm going to try to get the video across. As the meeting was going on, how many of you have watched the meeting of Catherine Kuhlman before? You've watched it? Okay, let me ask this question. How many of you ladies believe that you are called after the order of Kuhlman? Let me see your answer. I like those who are bold. Please lift it very well. You believe you are called after that order, that you need to pay attention to tonight's teaching. Because one thing about Kuhlman's meeting that stood out was what? The presence. When you see men of the presence, it looks as though their own is too much. Why? When that presence sweeps in, it can be punctured out. That's why it is cultivated. Somewhere along the line, a man was brought, his case was worse. I think he was a pilot trying to drop using a parachute. Somehow, the thing didn't start. He fell, had different fracture. Thank God he didn't even die. Developed epilepsy, had different things, different issues. A lot was wrong with him. As the man was brought on the altar, Catherine Kuhlman was still preparing to minister to the sick. All of a sudden, they noticed that what looked like a bolt of electricity struck through the auditorium with a loud shout. And Kuhlman stopped. All of a sudden, everywhere was quiet. Then again, the second time, the visible bolt of electricity sparked through the entire meeting. And the third time, sparked
with a loud shout. Why are we no more seeing those kind of presence in today's meeting? Because a set of teachers are rising in the body of Christ that tells you that as long as you know doctrine, forget all the manifestations. And if a generation keep towing that path, moves will become monuments. That is, we'll only have stories that there was a time that this happened. Did God stop being God? Talk to me. Has God stopped being God? Then why did he stop? Men changed. Read the book. When you see the invisible, you do the impossible by Oral Roberts. One of the best books I've read. Because the story, the secret of men is in their stories. The secret of men is in what? The secret of men is in what? Their stories. And Oral Roberts began to share how that it doesn't matter the kind of crowd waiting for him in a meeting. He will never get out of his chair until the presence invades where he's praying. Why is the presence important? Things are easily done in his presence. I want you to understand that the presence of God is not a part of him. The presence of God is God. Do you get what I'm saying? The presence of God is not a part of God. It is not an extension of him. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have ever been in the atmosphere of God's presence? A very strong one in your house. Let me see your answer. You have experience of the presence. Strong one. Do you have some that they are difficult for you to share? Anybody with some that are difficult to share? Some that when you want to share, you have to check. Look at this person's face. Would they not see me as mad? And then you share. Do I have anyone like that? No, let me see your hands up. You have something quite dramatic. Do you mind coming? Come, let's clap for them. Come. Don't worry, come. Both of you should come. Because I don't intend to just teach. I intend to show you practically. Abi? Yes. But don't forget, as this meeting is going on, please pay attention to instructions. Things that God will be saying, the interruption that will be coming in your spirit, the answers that will be coming to the prayers you are not praying, the things, the taps you opened or you left, you even forgot, and suddenly the Holy Ghost begin to journey there and pop them open. None of you have been getting answers since you came. Instructions have been coming. Let me see your answer. Thank you. Please pay attention. Do you get them? Can I have another mic? Let's have another mic. Let's just help them. Okay. They say you have to stand behind the mic. That's what they said. Okay. Help us with one. Be very free. Do you get what I'm saying? Help somebody.
Praise God. Okay. So there was a time when I was praying in my house. And then the presence of God was so strong, I just started shouting. I couldn't help it. My mom had to rush out from my room in the middle of the night, and she was like, what's happening? Even the fact that she came now, I was asking questions. It was as if I didn't see anybody there. And I kept on shouting, I kept on screaming, I kept on groaning. And even my elder brother came, it engulfed him, he fell down. my younger brother came also. He moved, he staggered a little before he sat down on the chair. And that was what happened.
And they're all born again and spirit filled. But yet a presence came and somebody came in the atmosphere and fell under the power of the Holy Ghost. What year was this?
This was last year.
Last year. When was the last time you experienced such electrifying presence?
Not as deep as that.
As before.
Yes, sir.
But something happened, that dimension seemed to stop.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Praise the Lord. I was in school a day and I felt this presence of God walk into my room. I was sleeping. So it was as though a vision while I was sleeping. So I now woke up and I see that all the things in my room were scattered. And I was hearing that voice that I'm the presence of prophetic. And since that time, the grace of prophetic has just been working on me. And the second type of presence like that I felt is what when I went to the water that Apostle Abubalala prayed in Ikiti Efunalaye. My grandma took me to the water. When I knelt down praying in the water, I feel this kind of strange fire burning through my head to my leg. I still feel it anytime I want to minister. And if I didn't feel that, I would not be thinking, is God not with me? But recently, anytime I just comes up to minister, to preach the gospel, I just feel that electric shock from my head to the soles of my feet. And it tells me, he's always with me, he's always with me, he's always with me.
Hallelujah. All right, let's celebrate them. All right. Okay. But just for the balance, the day you don't feel it, believe. Do you get what I'm saying? Even if you don't feel it, the just will walk by faith. Do you understand? Yes. Hallelujah. All right. So I believe, at least to a very large extent, everyone here, okay, a large percentage of us have experience about the presence, right? Do you know you don't have to be a pastor to dwell in his presence? Do you know you don't have to be an apostle to enjoy his presence? Do you know you don't have to have a meeting, a preaching to enjoy the presence? Enjoy the presence as a child of God. If you get right being a child of God, you will flourish being a minister. The idea is become a child. Of course you are. But you know, there are children and there are children. One of the things I hope to do as I'm talking to you is to be very vulnerable. Let me share this story with you. Years ago, I looked at my life. Note this, as at that moment I had started pastoring. Alright, but this issue I'm sharing now is over 8 years ago. I looked at my life and I began to cry. Somebody would think it was something serious that was making me cry. I was crying because I was tired of wearing just one shoe. How many of you have, those guys are really blessed though. You don't know. If you wear one shoe for a long time, people will start asking you, where is your God? I was just tired. I felt I've had enough. I was like, what kind of nonsense is this? So I tried reaching my mentor. I called and called and called. He didn't pick. I called at night. He didn't pick. I called in the morning. He didn't pick. I called. He did not pick my call. He was busy. Have you ever felt that point where you feel what is really worrying you is childish? But at least just let me even share the childish thing. If it is powerful enough to worry me, let me share it. Have you felt like that before? Please learn to share them. Oh, at least learn to be a child too. So you don't choke. No, not your kind of choke. I mean, you guys, what Bible are you reading? Okay. So, I was just carrying the burden on my heart. What was worrying me? To somebody who is very mature, it was childish. So me too, I knew I needed somebody who can understand my childishness to share with. So I decided I was not going to share this thing with anybody except my mentor. So, I couldn't talk to him. One day I returned back to my room, tired but frustrated. I wish things were working better. I wish things were fine. Then I met a young man who was staying with me then. He was crippled in his leg. He had some walking stick. It was congenital issue, so he had some walking stick he was working with. But more importantly, he had a mouth organ. So I met him. He was just blowing the mouth organ and worshiping as I got to the room. And I knelt down to thank God for the whole activity. As I knelt down, I just couldn't hold tears. May we get to that point where you have been carrying so much load, you get to God's presence, just explode. It's a good place to explode, right? Fantastic place. You can be naked and unashamed before him, true or not true? Yes. I just exploded. I've been trying to be a man. But now let me be a boy for God. So I found one hymn book opened just on the table. I can't remember, but the hymn was saying that if only we trust and obey, there shall be showers of blessing. Do you have that hymn? So we began to hymns are very powerful. I told you that hymns are songs of men who have passed through, written for men who will go through. So by the time you are passing through, you'll find consolation in the same comfort they have received. They are inspired songs of the Spirit. An hymn can be inspired when you are in the midst of a situation. It is not your emotion, it's the Holy Ghost. Do you get what I'm saying now? Yes. So we began to sing that hymn. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of God. Is it of love? There shall be seasons refreshing. Can they help us with that song? So, I mean, we were not planning to have anything dramatic. In fact, the cares of life I was carrying was too much. There was no way I was going to be yielded to God. But we just found an hymn and we began to sing the hymn, and the hymn became serious and more serious and more serious. Have you seen that before? You started praying innocently in your room. It was one person who started from the bed. Just was mean. Another person peeked under the bunk. Women together, they didn't know that the Holy Ghost had marked them for that night. When the Holy Ghost marks people for his presence, one small thing, the same way one small thing can cause trouble, one small yielding is all that it needs to draw you. Yes, this is the song. So we began to sing that song. Okay, if you want to sing it. Okay, just hold on. We began to sing that song. I mean, it was so real to me because of everybody on earth. I needed showers of blessing. It was like the heavens over me had become brass. I think I shared a story around that season of my life that I picked my pot and I looked to heaven. I stood, I said, God,
I stand today as your servant. I curse this pot. It was like the fellow who sold that pot to me swore, you will never eat anything good from this pot. Guy. Nothing was working. Pastor was sharing a very interesting story when he was ministering. Of a time he was just worshiping God and he just struck a note, and it was a note of victory, right? What did he do? He brought wine and he began to dance. That's the presence. When it comes, you will do the things you could not naturally do. Let me share something with you. Last year was 2020, right? So 2019 into 2020, after YMR, I was on the altar. That was my first time on that redeem altar. Jesus Christ. Pastor here at Adeboye was sitting in front. I'm not being emotional. Something happened. What I saw that night is like there's a beam in that front that was breathing, and a wave will run across, and a wave will run across. And I said, how can one man host the presence this massive? I shared the story with you of when he came to minister at Ikewara. And he said, God said he should lay hands on everybody. And God said that night, he should not hold back. As he lay hands on people, they were fainting. They were not falling under anointing, passing out. I'm driving towards a point. Just one point. When we eat the note, you will know. I mean, if you go to that altar in front, I'm not saying you should go and practice it. Make sure God has instructed you. Okay? Oh, I'm not sure. I've noticed they have one big chair. We're in a generation that will look at it and say it's idol worship. So I'm sharing the story of how we began to sing that song as children of God. You know, that day, that any day of our life that we can put off that regalia of being a pastor and apostle, all those things, that day you can now worship him as you. Sometimes all these titles can be very burdensome. True or not true? True or not true? One of the graces that I don't know why. I don't know why I offended. I don't know why I don't have that grace personally. It's the grace of dancing. In my mind, I am the best dancer in the world. What is left is how I will translate it from my mind to that physical. That my leg needs to hear the voice of the Lord like the leg of Pastor Paul Enechi. That man's leg hears the voice of the Lord. I just love to watch his videos. Praise God. But I've noticed that when we can become that childish, we will carry something that is serious. The presence is for children, not for men. tonight, not only are we going to enjoy His presence, we're also going to break bread of communion. Hallelujah. You can carry His presence. Let me ask you a question. If I send you a message now, woman of God, and I say to you, I am coming to worry, and I want you to host me, how will you prepare? I'm sure you'll go to the market. You'll buy many things. Even if I won't eat them, you'll still... I like looking at food and be happy, but eating it, I just look at it and be happy. I like the way it looks. Beautiful. This is meat. Shiny. With mama. Hallelujah. God is good. Why? You want to host a man, you will prepare accordingly. Do you believe you can host God? To what extent do you believe? After Jesus died and rose from the grave, the fellowship He had with His disciples, is it a New Testament practice or an Old Testament practice? The 40 days of appearance He had with them. At least a testament is not enacted until there is the death of the testator, right? Now that the testator had died and rose again, the fellowship He had with them, was it a New Covenant practice or an Old Covenant practice? Say to me, a new covenant. When Paul was saying to them, the gospel that I received from Christ Himself. Was it a new covenant practice or an Old Testament practice? A New Testament practice. Mean that in the new covenant you can still host Him. To what extent do you believe? The only thing choking Him from your life are the false belief systems. You don't know what happens to you when you begin to believe wrongly. I was sharing the story. My wife is here. We were just in the house. And one of the things God has blessed us with, He has blessed us with amazing relationships. We've had several fellowships in our house with several of our friends. We have fellowship from time to time. We'll sit down, stir ourselves up. Somebody shouting at the dining and say, some of you know that some of the biggest shifts that will happen will come through conversations. That's why you should never despise the gathering of saints. Basic conversations. And we began to talk about. So we've been hosting everybody in this house, hosting and hosting and hosting and hosting. One day, we'll also host Jesus. We will sit at this same dining, drink, and eat with Him. And of you are aware that Jesus is in heaven now as a man. And after He rose, He still drank. And in John 21, He ate fish. Okay. It will take somebody who is very foolish to have this belief system, right? Talk to me now. We're in a very woke world. You need to be very foolish, right? You need to be ready for insults. That you must be stupid. How will you say you want to host Jesus? If reading your Bible is not enough. Or somebody said, the things I'm seeing in the Bible, I believe they are possible. I want the practical experience too. It is in the place of His presence that you can hear Him say, son, come. Can I hold your hand and walk you? This is not an anointing. This is presence. When He now comes to your room in the middle of the night,
and you just feel like there's that warm embrace between you and him. That's not the anointing, that is presence. When you begin to eat and he starts telling you, you didn't even call me to come and eat. That is what? Yes. And it takes a child. Outgrow childishness, never outgrow childlikeness. Children. Children can do anyhow when their father is around. They are not concerned. They are not trying to be politically correct. I'm a child of God. The power.
We are not trying to be politically correct. When it is God, we mean business to play our children.
Something with you. Time is relevant until we enter the presence. Our loads, our cares, our burdens are apparent until we enter the presence. The presence is a new reality on its own. It just looks like everything that gives us issue ceases to exist. That is why there's fullness of joy. Are you following what I'm saying? Look at me. Amen. Stand. I want to show you something. I want to give you an instance. If somebody is sick, please look up. I want to show you something. If somebody is sick, and I have received of the Lord the healing anointing, I can go ahead and minister healing. Why?
I have received of the Lord the dimension that makes it possible, right? I can have the gift of working of miracles. Show up in a place. What I'm showing you today, I'm not trying to mask anything. This is what makes those meetings you have been seeing. Where at your place, at Abeokuta, how was the meeting? Who was in that meeting apart from him? What happened at that meeting? The power of God enveloped that place. My reach and the anointing can at least minister to a person at a time. But when the presence comes, everybody can receive at a time. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why if you dwell there, you don't want to stop dwelling there. Why? You can spread from the environment out also. The presence of God is real. And that's what I'm saying. When you begin to hear voices, some of you you were just in your room on your own. You were very normal. Until a very strange wind enter. Then you see yourself go and sit on the floor. Laughing. And you know nobody must open the door now. Because those who are intellectually correct, they are too correct for what is happening there. This is love affair. Some of you used to host many things deeper than this. But you let people talk you out of them. Some of you have started entering into dimensions until somebody who had a very strong voice came and talked you out of it. Do you get what I'm saying? When I ask for experiences that some of you have had, the things you shared, they are fantastic. What it did to me is that it just made me keep my mouth shut, because if I should talk, maybe I'll be on Insta blog tomorrow, but who cares? When the devil sees people who are beginning to cultivate the presence, he will try to talk you out through people who are also serving God. I'm telling you, if you have been battling with depression, start engaging the presence. There is fullness of joy there. I'm telling you. In that presence, God can see funny things. I remember there was an evening I'd been in the house all alone. I thought it was still 9 a.m. I didn't know. It was already 5:30 in the evening. And I said, oh, let me even eat Indomie. As I bent down trying to light matches, I felt what looked like a hand, just bend down like you want to listen. I felt what looked like a very romantic hand just resting on my back. I said, oh God, then gentle me. God. Benin shared his experience of the moment he'll be in his prayer room and he will want to step out and he will feel like a hand saying, don't go yet. When you enter into the presence, you enter into the romance of the Spirit. It is a romantic atmosphere. The hindrance you will have to eat are your senses. Stop having sense. Amen. I'm telling you, I just want you to also begin to enjoy the presence. It is a portal that is open for all. And when you begin to enter, there are many possibilities beyond your own reality you begin to see. What are the things that you know as possible? The ones you can see, feel, and touch. But there's more. In fact, one of the major things that will happen to you if you're an active minister who is now engaging the presence, is that you may likely begin to reject invitations. Why? You will suddenly love to stay more than preaching. The reason why many people love preaching more than stay is because they've never seen the presence. I remember a particular meeting. It was a national meeting conference for that ministry. I don't want to mention the ministry. About 10 minutes to the time of my ministration, I was still at home. I was begging the host, please, I don't want to come. I don't want to come. I don't want to come. Let me just stay with God. That's why you will notice that there are dimensions in the presence that when men enter into, they don't want to stay alive anymore. In case you wonder how, what happened to Enoch? You say, hey, we've printed a flyer. People are expecting you to come. I shall manage. And I left. Sometimes when the presence of you have been having different manifestations. Somebody was talking about bolts of fire. Bolts. Those are the signs that you are already beginning to enter. When it comes, don't ask what is this. Enjoy it. Cultivate it. Press into it. It is not demonic. The mistake I made in that meeting, when I entered, I said to God, I will not touch anybody. I know what is happening to me. I don't touch anybody. But I needed to ask the pastor, how many minutes do I have? He said, eh? Yeah. And that was it. I said, Pastor, I don't know what's doing you. So I went to the sister court. I didn't even think about the sister court. I didn't touch her. I just whispered to her, yes. How many minutes do I have? She held the yes. That's the presence. And that's what God wants you to have as your daily reality. In an atmosphere of the presence, dear minister of God, you have no struggle. Just flow. You are taking a long route. Effort. Struggle. This. Stay in the presence. Spread Eden. Do you understand? Stay in Eden. Cultivate Eden. Do what? Spread it. When you begin to engage the presence, it is a romantic affair. Nobody has sense, really, when they are in love. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is where you can be a child. That is the best place in the whole universe that you can be naked and unashamed. Like you can be in the bathroom and shout, yeah! They say, what happened? Go hear me. Kalega heart, yeah. Stay in Eden, cultivate Eden, spread Eden. Amen. Amen. There are many of you who are beginning to think something is wrong with you. I am telling you, absolutely nothing is wrong with you. I have one of my journals. I don't give anybody. I started praying and some things began to happen and I noticed I lost the ability to write in English for weeks. I didn't confer with anybody before they say it is demonic. I have seen people come to meetings and they stumbled on something and that was it. I remember the night God told me, he said, son, I want to walk through this city in person. Wait on me. I called my friends. I said, God said, he's walking through this land. We gather ourselves with so much excitement, knowing we're about to host God.
were not guessing. Sometimes you allow yourself to ask whether you are correct or not. We know in our heart we are about hosting God tonight. We are prepared. At exactly 12 a.m., I saw the roof of the house lift. And that was it. We're praying in a bishop's court. A presence came and sat on the chair. Those who were around that chair were almost electrocuted. When the presence takes over, these are the possibilities. In that presence, there's rapid angelic activities. Swift. Where's Pastor Jibola? The elder brother. His elder brother was... He stayed with me when he finished. Before he left. And one day in the house, he went out to buy soft drink. On coming back, I noticed somebody was at the door, was screaming, he couldn't enter. I said, what happened? He said, I can see some people line up. And line up also. And they cross a sword in the parsonage of the house. I said, they are always there. Are you just seeing them? In the days you were eating rice and just passing, you were passing in the midst of them. In the presence, there is a rapid angelic activity. I just want you to enjoy the presence. Express yourself in the presence of your Father. Just enjoy it. Soak in the atmosphere. Hear His instruction. Embrace His love. Let Him love you. Let Him love you. Let Him carry you. Let Him hold you by the hand. I soak. I enjoy the splendor. I enjoy the beauty. I enjoy the beauty of your presence. I enjoy the beauty. I enjoy the love. I enjoy the love, the warmth, the embrace. It is so beautiful, so pleasant. Oh, Jesus.
enjoy the presence. I cultivate that atmosphere.
Jesus, my love, I want to make you shine. I want to bless your heart.
Sit down. Don't worry. Don't try to leave. Just leave everybody. Sit down if you can. Bamio Obaye. Bamio Obaye. Emi mimo esheo. Emi ha woli. Eyi kuku la barawa, emi mi ashe. Mimo mimo ashe o, emi ha o. Eyi kuku la barawa, emi mi ashe. Ologo di don ashe o. Emi ha wo wi, ei kuku la para wa, emi mi ma se. Olori ijo toro la yo la wo. He won't say, he don't say, he don't just showing you is that you can be in your kitchen, in your office, and saturate that atmosphere with presence.
Thank you.
Shall ascend to the hill of the Lord. For he that has a clean hand, enjoy his presence. Sing your own song, make your own melody. Enjoy the presence. Alighere mokom premekila da bakatia ege monon de lekida jala makaba la baka zele mokom promokuta jala baka pele bakatia This is how new realities are born. Men who love his presence gather, and there's a betting. Oh, Kashele Baka, Vele Gidaba, Zele Moko, Vadaka.
La 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 la
Yes. Something is happening. Rejoice. Come on. Yes. Come on. Something is happening. Rejoice and give you praise. Nabata Sujada Sujadata Nabata. Oh Shanaka Debaka 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 Debaka. Oh, we rejoice. A song is coming to my spirit. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Ask you a question. Amen. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Let me ask you a question. Did we have to struggle for His presence to saturate everywhere? That is how effortless God designed it to be. From today, don't ever struggle. God told me, He said, son, it doesn't matter how dead an atmosphere is. When you step in, I will invade the place. I ask, that same covenant is extended towards you. It doesn't matter how dead an atmosphere may seem to be. The moment you show up, God will show up. It doesn't matter how dead an atmosphere may seem to be. The moment you show up, God will show up. Please be on your feet. Don't worry. Stand up. I can tell you that the moment you understand how to cultivate the presence, you enter into rest. Eternity is within. Spread it. Simple. You're already hosting Him. Introduce Him to them. Spread what is there. Cultivate Eden. Don't forget the principle. Dwell in Eden. Cultivate Eden. Then do what? Spread Eden. Simple. I'm telling you, you can have this in your house as a couple. You just can't stop dancing. You just can't help it. You just don't know why.
It's like you have been served with the second wine, the one that the master himself releases. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes. How many of you were there? Was it on Sunday? I was sharing the story with you. It was on Sunday. How that I was just a primary school teacher, teaching students in primary school. And while I was sitting in class, writing on the board, just happening to me alone, sometimes you can be so lost. Just a teacher writing on the board, and thank God I'm backing my student with tears on my eyes, just worshiping God. And every time, 10 times out of 10 situations, every time I look back and find all my students in tears, worshiping, yet in class. Who told those children that what came in was the presence? Who told them? Your children from age one can know the presence. In fact, from the womb. Huh? That when you begin to play certain song in the womb, they kick. It's not a reality restricted to John the Baptist alone. We too can host it. Do you get what I'm saying? A case whereby the child you have not given birth to, you already seen the child in visions instructing you on what to do. My daddy, tell my mommy not to go to so and so place. Tell her not to invest that a child you have not guy. Dwell in Eden, cultivate Eden, spread Eden. Hallelujah. I said amen. When you understand this principle, you can enter places where they know nothing about the Holy Ghost, and you come out with them educated already. Nothing teaches people like practicals. Do you get what I'm saying? I was ministering a crusade in Owo. It was a rarogate crusade. In that particular part, they were speaking Igbira. But it was one locality like that. I was preaching in Yoruba. The interpreter was interpreting in Igbira. At some point, I didn't even know whether his interpretation was correct or not. Somehow, I just got inspired within the message to speak in tongues. And the chief imam of that village came after the meeting to give his life to Christ. He said he didn't know I could speak their dialect. I said, me? Igbira. Where? He said, but when you were preaching, you were telling me, if I don't give my life to Christ, I will die and waste away. That is, you can get a lot done without even trying to do. It's just a takeover dimension of the Holy Ghost. Do you get what I'm saying? What is the principle again? Dwell in Eden, cultivate Eden, spread Eden. By the grace of God tonight, we are going to partake of the communion. Babe, please come. Let's open this. I remember we are holding a meeting like this, and somewhere in the middle of the meeting, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw. You begin to see. You will begin to see. Because if people are not experiencing this thing, we are sharing, it looks like, what are they saying? But you will have the practical. Yes. And the Lord opened my eyes and I saw the Lord Jesus walk into our meeting. I was, when we went up to rest, I was watching, because I'm also following the camp meeting of Reverend Dr. Ogbeli. He's a man I follow so much. I love him with the whole of my heart. I believe he's a mother eagle.
Forget it. There are ego preachers. They have one unmistaken sense of purpose. When I see Lawrence, I don't call him Lawrence, I call him ego. He has that focus, that laser, that sharp focus. They know what they want to establish. They will not get anything less. And I saw somewhere in the meeting, they were just rejoicing. And they began to declare that while they were rejoicing, the Lord stepped into the meeting. Somebody will ask, was the Lord not there before? And he said, there's a wave of healing taking place. You will begin to see deeper manifestations. Please, tonight you want to take the communion. Myself and my wife, yesterday night in the house, we did the same. Please come. We broke bread before the Lord, knelt down before Him, and spoke to the Lord. One thing about God is that He cannot ignore His covenant. God cannot ignore His what? It doesn't matter how terrible a situation is. Once it enters covenant mode, that is the end of that situation. So, there is the covenant of the blood. This is the cup of the new covenant. When we are doing this, we are entering into greater initiation. Sometimes I struggle to understand the reason why somebody who drinks the blood of Jesus will be afraid of somebody who drinks the blood of men. This is a far greater initiation. It's not just a symbol. We are entering into a fellowship. There are three that bears witness on it, and the blood is a major part in it. So we read Matthew 26, verse 26.
His power mighty in the blood.
Matthew 26:26.
Power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood, there is power mighty in the blood,
there is power.
And he blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body.
27. And he took the cup. Please let the sharing begin to go around now. Don't worry, just share. And gave thanks. And gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. It's 28. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. As we partake of the communion tonight, I want us to understand that we are calling to walk a major covenant. The covenant of the blood is the greatest. We are calling a major covenant, and God can never shut his face at his covenant. Do you get what I'm saying? I want the sharing to go around. Then we'll pray together. I will break the bread and take the wine. Please let it go around fast, as quickly as you can.
There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ.
There is power mighty.
Amen. I want us to understand that what we are partaking of is not carnally devised people. The first place in the Bible where the communion was instituted was when Melchizedek met with Abraham. So, when we take communion, we are taking as priests, not after the order of the Levitical priesthood, but after the order of what? Melchizedek. How will a man meet Abraham as far back as then? And they will commune with bread and wine. Anytime there is a need, there is going to be an exodus, God calls for a meal. Before the Israelites will break free from Egypt, he called for a meal. When Elijah became weary, he called for a meal. When Jesus was to go to the cross to be nailed, he called for a meal. It's a meal of exodus. And one covenant we are having with God tonight, nobody will partake of this meal will remain normal. If there is anything that cannot be found in his flesh and in his blood, they will not be found in your body. Every tree that the Lord has not planted, I command, they are uprooted right now. As you partake of this communion, you have new strength for a new flight. You will not drag any longer. So we'll partake of this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Eat, drink, pray in the Holy Ghost as soon as you finish.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.